Okay, I want to now recognize retiring board and executive committee members. Would the following please come forward? Lorraine Amada. Lorraine, I should be, know how to pronounce your name better than I do. Lorraine? Just Lorraine. Come on. Alan Cook, Terry Curtis, Robert Eady, Michael Flynn, Claire Kudrowski, David Kriegbaum, Marguerite Madden, and Paula Smith. I want to thank you all for your assistance, and there, as you're getting right now, there's a special memento for your service on the board. Thanks very much. Will Larry Hotham please come forward? Where are you? There you are. Look at all of them.
Thank you, Cass. It's my duty this time of the year to report on the get a report from the Tellers Committee. And but first, before I recognize the outcome for the election, I'd like to also first recognize the other people that helped me out on the day we did the count, which was 11 February, about a month ago. First was Al Stevens, and there, Sal. Larry Pettinger, stand up if you're here. No, he was here. I think he's got a session he's starting up. And Steve Payton, he may not be here either, from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. I'd like to appreciate their helping out. Very quickly, some statistics, as I've been trying to assemble over since I've been involved with this the past 4 years. Again, very close to the past 3 years, plus or minus a half percent. We had 720 ballots returned out of the 4,000 plus that were distributed. That's about 18%, which is about the norm for professional societies similar to ours. So we're not above or below. And it's good to keep an eye on that because it helps, at least I look at it as a way to determine if the membership is interested in the society enough to take the time to cast their ballot. Finally, now I want to recognize the outcome for the elections. First, for the vice president, stand, and then we'll hold the applause. It's Gary Florence. For the assistant director, Geographic Information Systems Division, Michael P. Finn. Michael. And for the assistant director, Primary Data Acquisition Division, Robert E. Ryan. Thank you very much.
Now I'd like to install the new and re-elected board members, Lorraine, Amanda, I think our last name right, Mark Brennan, Terry Curtis, Dave Kriegbaum, Mary Beth Price, Greg Stensis, and Jeff Young. Come on up here, please. Okay, raise your right hand. Are you ready? You have indicated your willingness to serve, and I hereby declare that you are inducted into the office of director. I charge you with the responsibility for upholding and enforcing the bylaws and the code of ethics of ASPRS, and with such other responsibilities as may be assigned to you. I also grant unto you all the rights and privileges attendant to the office. Now I want to install the new assistant directors and vice chair of the Sustaining Members Council. Robert Ryan, Michael Flynn, and Jim Green. Okay, raise your right hands, please. You have indicated your willingness to serve, and I hereby declare that you are inducted into the office to which you were elected. I charge you with the responsibility for upholding and enforcing the bylaws and the code of ethics of ASPRS, and with such other responsibilities as may be assigned to you. I also grant unto you all the rights and privileges attendant to your office. Okay, now I'm going to rope Gary Florence in. Okay, raise your right hand. You've indicated your willingness to serve, and I hereby declare that you are inducted into the office of vice president. I charge you with the responsibility for upholding and enforcing the bylaws and the code of ethics of ASPRS, and with such other responsibilities as may be assigned to you. I also grant unto you all the rights and privileges attendant to the office. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, would you please come up? Okay. Raise your right hand. Are you ready? Are you sure? You've indicated your willingness to serve, and I hereby declare that you are inducted into the office of President-elect. I charge you with the responsibility for upholding and enforcing the bylaws and the code of ethics of ASPRS, and with such other responsibilities as may be assigned to you. I also grant unto you all the rights and privileges attendant to the office. Congratulations. Now here's, as far as I'm concerned, the very best part. But on top of that, I'm going to induct Brad into the office of president. I've worked with Brad for, for probably 15 years. And he's just wonderful to work with, and I really enjoy it, and I've enjoyed it very much working as an officer with Brad, and I think that the society is really, really lucky to have Brad, and he's just going to do an incredible job. So raise your right hand. You have indicated your willingness to serve, and I hereby declare that you are inducted into the office of president. I charge you with the responsibility for upholding and enforcing the bylaws and the code of ethics of ASPRS, and with such other responsibilities as may be assigned to you. I also grant unto you all the rights and privileges attendant to the office. Well, thank you. Oh, wait, Brad, don't go away. Oh, here's your gravel.
My gavel.
Gavel? Keep this. Use this.
I will.
Yeah, it's good. And your pin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now it's Brad's turn.
Well, as my first responsibility as president is to get you guys out of here. I have my remarks tomorrow, and I'll save most of them for tomorrow. But what I would like to say, and I'd like you to leave here with, as my sincere appreciation for everything you do, from the students who volunteer, from the students who apply for scholarships, to the current workers, to our current directors and volunteers, and of course to our honorary members and our friends from ISPRS, who we will be working with closely more and more in the future. And lastly, I'd like to thank Cass. And Cass has really put a fire in our board meetings and in our actions. There's no one more passionate about what we do, about our mission, about what this industry does. And I truly believe that she and what she's done has really sparked our board and our officers to take action. I think that was the big thing that Cass brought to us, is take action. Let's do something. We believe in your mission, and we will take some action this year. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow, and of course in our board meeting coming up. And finally, I'd like to thank our staff. It's one thing about a staff is that they're not just doing the daily business. They have the responsibility of herding a tremendous network of volunteers who are all good-natured, who all have the best intentions, and who all have about 10 other things that they're doing and they're getting paid to do, and they have to try to convince them to support this society, and that's a tremendous effort and a real challenge. And with that, I'd like to call Cass up. Cass, I'd like to present you with the traditional bird's eye citation given to all retiring presidents in honor of our first president, ASPRS Colonel Cloud H. Birdseye. Maybe the first official. I guess we now know that Captain Redding was the contemporary. You also get the president's key and a new badge. Yes. You'll notice, you know, the past presidents, don't you notice they have a glow about them? They're always smiling. And we also have a photo plaque of the board of directors that you led. And you also leave with my sincere thanks and appreciation. It's been wonderful working with you. I know we're going to work a lot more together. And thanks. I don't have my gavel. Adjourned, everyone. Thank you.